From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. We've known for weeks that the Democrats will take over on Capitol Hill in January. And for the most part, we've known which representatives and senators will be in charge of which committees, except for one. There's been quite a bit of uncertainty about who will chair the House Intelligence Committee, which oversees the nation's spy agencies. Representative Jane Harman has been the ranking Democrat, but incoming Speaker Nancy Pelosi made it clear she would not get the top job. And neither would Elsie Hastings of Florida, who was next in line. Today, Pelosi announced her pick, and he's Congressman Sylvester Reyes of Texas, who served on the Intelligence Committee for almost 6 years.
Representative Reyes was elected to Congress in 1996 after a career in the U.S. Border Patrol. He's a Vietnam veteran, and he's joining us from his office in El Paso. Welcome to the program, Congressman Reyes.
Thank you, Robert. It's good to be with you.
It is widely reported that the speaker-to-be, Nancy Pelosi, passed over Representative Jane Harman, at least in part because Ms. Pelosi wanted more aggressive oversight of the intelligence agencies. You've been on the committee for a while. How can it be more vigilant, more aggressive in its oversight?
Well, I think we're going to get an opportunity to do what the framers of the Constitution had in mind, and that's checks and balances. What has been missing the last 6 years has been the balance in terms of checking the power of the administration, holding the administration accountable for the decisions that they have been making. I think if I were to criticize the congressional role of the last few years, it's been that we've been too fast to rubber stamp just about anything that the administration has wanted to do. So I think that's going to be a basic difference that we'll be able to see in the 110th Congress.
Rubber stamp is a strong word. What is the sort of question that has not been posed to the intelligence agencies under the Republican majority over the last 6 years that you do intend to pose?
Well, you know, and I believe me, I understand the use of rubber stamp and the strong implications that it brings, but you've got to understand that I've been working on the Intelligence Committee now for almost 6 years. I'll give you a couple of examples that I think are relevant in answering your question about what has not been done by the Republican leadership. In the anticipation of going into Iraq, we held a number of different hearings where I personally asked if there was a role by Saddam Hussein or Iraq in the attacks of 9/11. And consistently, the answer we got was no. Clearly, something changed, and in subsequent hearings, after pressure applied by, I believe, Vice President Cheney, then we saw a complete turnaround, which prompted me to write a memo to then-Chairman Porter Goss and then-Ranking Member Nancy Pelosi, complaining about the epiphany that the intelligence community had, and now we're willing to say that Saddam Hussein had a relationship with al-Qaeda and that Iraq presented a danger to this country.
Well, when you say that you're being a bit sarcastic, there had been an epiphany about that. Had indeed the same briefers who had told you there was no role then come back and actually said there was a role by Saddam Hussein?
Yes.
Or did they say that there might have been, or they couldn't rule out the possibility that there was?
No, it was a definite change, enough of a change in the position to prompt me to write a memorandum objecting to that.
As chair of the Intelligence Committee, you and the ranking minority member, your two counterparts on the Senate Intelligence Committee and the leaders of both parties in both houses would constitute the so-called Gang of Eight that has in the past been briefed privately, as in the case of the warrantless domestic surveillance program. As far as you're concerned, number one, does that system work? And do you agree with the Bush administration that if those eight members are informed of something, that constitutes keeping the Congress fully and currently informed of intelligence activities as the law requires?
I have been a critic of not getting the information as a member of the Intelligence Committee. There are certain things that only either the Gang of Four or the Gang of Eight get. So I've been a critic of that. I think there's good rationale for keeping information close hold within the Gang of Eight or the Gang of Four. But that is definitely one of the areas that I think we need to visit.
Well, Representative Reyes, thank you very much for talking with us.
Nice talking to you, Robert.
It's Congressman Sylvester Reyes, a Democrat of Texas, who has been named the next chairman of the House Intelligence Committee.